Gabriel Farm on Sullivan Road in Sebastopol is no longer in the Gabriel family. In fact, Tori and Lucy Olson joke that they should at least name a dog Gabriel so they'd have a story to tell about the name. On a recent day, 2nd District Assemblyman Jim Wood, a group of legislative aides, and representatives from local conservation districts come by the farm to learn what the Olsons are doing that dovetails with state initiatives on soil health and climate. Tori Olson underlines the importance of the effort. The warming planet has delivered his Gravensteins much sooner than the traditional early August.
And now, like, it's about the third, like, the first day of the third week in July that Gravensteins are ripe. And that poses a bunch of problems because, I mean, if you think about who you have to try to sell Gravensteins to, you know, the general public is not thinking about apples at the third week of July. They're thinking about stone fruit and that sort of thing. So then you have a crop, and a Gravenstein in particular, that doesn't store very well, doesn't ship very well, doesn't do a lot of things very well, that you have to try to sell at a time when in 2 weeks you've shifted into a completely different season.
To combat climate change, the Olsons are doing a few simple things on their farm. Here's one. They tend to several thousand pear and apple trees, and Tori points out to the group how the trees grow.
All these trees, as you can see, love to grow branches that just go straight up in the air. This branch, this is all new this year. This branch will basically just keep growing straight up like that until it breaks. It won't put a fruit on. It won't put another branch out. It won't really do much of anything. It just grows straight up in the air.
So what's the traditional way of dealing with those branches when they're pruned? Set them on fire.
Obviously, that's not really good for anything. But it's easy, and it's probably the most affordable thing to do.
Until you consider the environmental costs, of course. So instead, Tori now piles the wood in the rows under the trees and shreds it in place with a flail mower. The advantages here are many. This builds soil and avoids the smoke from fires or the cost of a wood chipper, which was an earlier solution. Elsewhere on the farm, the Olsons grow flowers and vegetables and special trees that attract pollinators, and overall, they're looking at all the systems on the farm to work together to be kindest to the earth and as productive as possible for the delicate economics of family farming. On the walk back to our cars, Tori Olson talks about the pressure small organic farmers are now facing from bigger players like Walmart getting interested in organic produce like his fruit.
The reality is to have a farm like this in Sonoma County and try to, you know, like raise a family and do all these sorts of things, you know, the value of this land and how much everything costs here, we charge essentially what we need to charge. Now when it switches into that other arena, you know, it's like, who can do it for the least?
Tori Olson on the challenges of family farming in Sonoma County. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.